Since 2011, minus a couple pandemic years, Waking Windows has helped kick off the spring and summer festival season. The multi-day event in Winooski draws musicians, artists, and performers from across the region for fans of all ages. And it kicks off tomorrow night. Headlining this weekend's festival are Death and Rough Francis, two bands that bring together a father, his sons, and their uncle for what promises to be a thunderous night of punk music. Here to chat all things Waking Windows is one of the festival's co-founders, Patty Regan. Patty, thank you for taking some time away from festival planning to give us a preview of this weekend's lineup.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so I've got to start with the headliners. The proto-punk band Death was originally active in Detroit in the 70s, and they'll be playing a joint show with Rough Francis, a Vermont band a lot of listeners will be familiar with. I teased that family connection in the intro, but tell us more about them and how this idea came together.
Yeah, well, if you don't know the story of Death, I suggest that you seek out a documentary called A Band Called Death. It sort of gives you the whole rundown of the Hackney family and their impact on Detroit's punk rock world and just sort of rock and roll history at large. You know, we've had Rough Francis almost every year. They're good friends of ours. We love their music. They sort of turn any show into a party. I think it was earlier this year, or maybe in 2023, they put out a split on Drag City. Brian Nagel, one of the other co-founders and the person who handles most of the booking, sort of knew that they were looking to do some shows, and so brought the idea up, and we were all really in love with it. We thought, what better way to have the high point of the festival be this sort of legacy of Vermont music? I remember doing sound for the first Rough Francis show when they, I think there was a picture on the front page of the New York Times from that show at the Monkey House, when the Monkey House's stage was like still in the front, you know? And so it just feels like we've sort of been on these sort of side-by-side journeys with them. And yeah, it just felt like the right fit.
What other local acts is Waking Windows bringing to Winooski this weekend?
A bunch. It's interesting because we've really had to downsize the festival. We went like as big as we ever had in 2022 with Japanese Breakfast and Dinosaur Jr. And, you know, we've really, for many reasons, shrunk the festival down. A band that I'm really excited about is a side project of two local bands called No Fun House and Vega, and it's a band called Sheepskin, and this is like their second or third show. So that'll be really fun.
Well, you mentioned, I want to ask you a little bit more about that change in scope. What's the right balance between kind of the bigger national headlines and the local acts that the festival is also known for bringing?
Started out, we just had five cool shows booked at the Monkey House over the course of a week, and we were like, let's just make it a whole 10-day thing, and it ballooned to be 12 days, and we decided that was too many days, and so we decided to sort of shrink it down to 4 days over one weekend. And being open to those changes has helped us continue to be able to exist. Every year we got better at doing it, and we got a little bit more sponsorship money, and we saw that people were willing to pay maybe a little higher ticket price for like a more notable band. So it just sort of grew. I don't want to say it grew out of control, but it just grew to a point where we were just trying to outdo the year before. During the pandemic, we had these 2 years off where we just didn't do it. And we found that like having a relaxed spring felt really good. We got better at taking care of ourselves. Plus, Brian and Allie, two of the other founders, had a baby. So it just felt like while we were starting to sort of get some like national recognition for the festival, what was more important was sort of this idea, the like kernel of the idea is like, let's showcase the bands that we love. The sort of thrust of the festival is now more just sort of like celebrating spring and the arts as opposed to making a splash on sort of the indie rock world scene, you know?
So apart from music, what other events or activities do you all have planned?
There's Drag Story Hour, which we're psyched to have again. I think we had it this year, and we might have even had it in 2022. And there's like a kid zone in the Rotary stage. Kids under 12 get in free. There's like kids music by Maple's Busy Morning Band. We have two comedy showcases, one at Standing Stone Wines and one at Four Quarters Brewing. I'm really happy to have resurrected the Page Burner reading series, which is like basically a lit crawl. You know, we get local authors, poets, and fiction writers to come and basically do sort of a pop-up reading at a couple of different venues. So we're doing that at Specs Cafe and Scout.
Patty, what are you most excited about for this year's Waking Windows?
I'm excited to see the community. Like, I'm excited to, there's a really nice thing that's, that happens at Waking Windows when you're walking around the Rotary and people like wish you a happy Waking Windows. That's really a good feeling. But I'm also looking forward to performing on Sunday.
I've been speaking with Patty Regan of Waking Windows. The festival kicks off tomorrow evening in Winooski, and we'll link to the lineup on our website. Patty, I mean, I was going to wish you one anyway, but have a great Waking Windows. And thanks again for being in the studio with us today.
Cool. Thanks, Jen.